You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
This DIY feature is proudly sponsored by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge with pleasure.
I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge with pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach, Bulalo Drive, Sunnydale.
It's just past 10:30 and time for the DIY feature with Dave Eggleton from Extreme Clean Pool Services. Hello, Dave, and welcome back to the studio.
Yeah, thank you very much, and it's good to be back here.
Yes, and it's awesome to have you back, and our topic is pool maintenance, and I think this is an important topic.
Okay. It's a very important topic this time of the year. And, well, you know, if I can start off by saying, okay, so we live in a beautiful part of the world. And, you know, you really got to keep on top of things. You've got a beautiful swimming pool in your garden, which you want to be proud of. You want to keep on top of the chemicals. You want to keep on top of the water level. And there's certain things and that you have to take care of. And so I'm going to go through a few of them. And number one is, let's start off right at the beginning, like water level. Okay, so water level, the ideal water level of a pool is halfway up the weir. Okay, that's your ideal level. You've got to remember that the more full you have the pool, the quicker the evaporation. So halfway up the weir is the ideal level to have a pool. Your evaporation rate at the moment in the weather we're having right now is anything between 4 to 7 mils of water per day. So if you fill your pool up too much and it's up to the coping and what have you, you'll find that the water will go down a lot faster. So if you keep it at that halfway up the weir, you'll probably be topping up probably once a week, depending if there's a lot of kids swimming and what have you and splashing. Then obviously you'll be topping up a bit more.
Yes.
Right. By topping up your pool with fresh water, preferably fresh water, not well point water. In our area, the well point water carries a lot of iron. So if you do top up your pool with well point water, and I know a lot of people do, you have to add iron remover to the pool because well point water carries a certain amount of iron. Iron and chlorine do not mix. So you can practically watch your pool go green within minutes if you add well point water to a chlorinated pool.
And Dave, many do use.
Most definitely, yes, yeah. Well point water, a borehole is not as serious. Obviously, a borehole is a lot deeper than a well point. A well point, you're generally going down about, I don't know, between 8 and 10 meters. And that, in our area, our water at that level carries a lot of iron, whereas a borehole can go down to about, and in anything between 250 to 80 meters where, you know, the water's been filtered out.
So there's a difference.
Most definitely. Yeah, there's a difference in the water from higher up to lower down.
Okay.
There's a major difference. A lot of people use filtration units on their well point water, and then they say, there's no iron in this water, and they've had it tested and what have you, and unfortunately, and they've topped it up, and unfortunately, any well point water, whether it goes through a filtration or not, there is going to be a trace of iron in that water, and it's going to go green. So my advice is, if you do top up with well point water, you have to, depending on the size of the pool, you can buy iron remover in 1 liter bottles, and you put in a liter of iron remover once every 3 or 4 weeks. You can put in a bottle of iron remover into the pool, which should take out any iron. But preferably, you know, there's no water restrictions at the moment. Preferably just use municipal water to top up the pool. It's far better. Municipal water how can I say it? It's quite high on acid. So your pH level is quite high. So you're probably adding a little bit more acid to the pool. And when I say adding acid, we prefer to use liquid hydrochloric acid as opposed to the dry sulfuric acid. Okay, that's what we prefer using. I know you can get both, and people don't like to have liquid acid lying around, and I can understand that. But liquid hydrochloric acid, we find, is a lot better than the dry sulfuric acid. Then regarding pool maintenance, okay.
So very important.
Yeah, very important this time of the year. You've got to keep on top of it. You know, you can go to, you know, your local supermarket, or you can go into a local pool shop, and you can get bamboozled with the amount of chemicals that are available to buy and to, you know, to correct your water balance, make it healthy enough to swim in. So, yeah, don't get bamboozled. You've got to basically, it all boils down to one thing, and that is pH. Your pH of your, which is the acid level of your pool. The pH is the most important aspect of pool maintenance. On a normal marbleite, which is a concrete pool with a marble plaster, the ideal level, if you do your testing, the ideal level should be about 7.7 parts per million. With a fiberglass pool, it'll be slightly lower, around about 6.8. So on a fiberglass pool, you can go into these shops and you'll see to raise pH. You can see these packets and tell you to raise pH. You can raise pH on a concrete pool using soda ash. That raises your pH. You cannot raise pH radically in one dose. Okay, it's a matter of over a couple of days. So if you've got a low pH on a marbleite pool, on a concrete pool, and you've got to get it up to the 0.7 level, then you use soda ash. But you use it in, you know, 500 grams per in a bucket of water over a couple of days, and to get it up to the level. Don't just go and throw in 2 or 3 kilograms of soda ash and expect it to work, because you'll get what is called pH bounce, which affects, which affects total alkalinity. So you need to correct the pH level, okay, to get to your ideal level. And on a fiberglass pool, to get to the correct level, you will not use soda ash, you will use alkalinity increase, and that will raise the pH. Okay, so your alkalinity is vitally important as well, to keep your pH at a certain level. Otherwise, you'll get this pH bounce. And for any chlorine, whether it be a salt chlorinated pool, a normal chlorine pool, one of these floaters, for any chlorine to be effective, you've got to have an ideal pH level. Otherwise, your chlorine becomes ineffective. And you can get, your pool can go green, because the chlorine is actually, you can throw more and more chlorine, so you're throwing money into the pool all the time. So, yeah, alkalinity is important. You can check your alkalinity. You can get these litmus paper sticks, and that will you can do an alkalinity test through that. And then you can adjust accordingly, whether it be fiberglass or whether it be a marbleite pool. Then again, maintenance-wise on filtration. These days, in this sort of weather we've been having, where we've been fortunate enough, we've gone through a great period at the moment, from probably early December up until now.
Yes.
We've gone through a great period of swimming weather. So the ideal, I know it's, and a lot of people are electricity conscious, and they like to run their pools off their inverters and what have you. But the ideal running time of a pool is anything, but depending on the size of the pool, in this sort of weather now, is between 6 to 8 hours per day. You should really have the water in your pool run through your filtration twice in a 24-hour period. Now, depending on the size of the pool, that is what it'll go through that. Because you look at a normal swimming pool pump where you're pumping at approximately 400 liters per minute, then that'll go through the filter twice in a 24-hour period. So in saying that, you must remember that your filter is like your normal vacuum cleaner bag, because a filter is catching all the debris that your pool cleaner is picking up, you're either using a pool cleaner or a manual vacuum. So that your sand filter, whether it be sand or glass, is catching all the dirt in that, and it's got to be backwashed. And in saying that, you should really be backwashing that filter at least once every 10 days. Because if you don't, what can happen is that the sand or the glass calcifies in the tank, and it can form lumps. And in forming these lumps, it forms channels. So although you've got this great big gray tank in your filter and it's full of sand or full of glass, mm-hmm. And you think the water's going right through there, it can form channels. And it's not being filtered as well as it should. So you should be backwashing those. You should be backwashing your filter once every 10 days. And preferably, if you can, you get a professional out there to give the filter a manual backwash. In other words, providing you don't flood your pool pump out, you take the lid off the filter. Okay, you take the lid off. You put the screws back in the filter, you take your pool cleaner out, take your vacuum lid out, and you backwash the pool, backwash the filter without the lid on. And in doing that, you put your hand in and you stir the sand up and what have you, and you can break up all these calcium lumps. You must remember that chlorine, HTH, and your chlorine pills and what have you are all calcium hypochloride. So it does form lumps in the filter, and you want to break up those lumps. So once a season, your filter should be cleaned out. There are ways of cleaning glass by pouring acid in, leaving it overnight, and then backwashing it out and what have you. I prefer to the normal manual backwash without the lid on, cleaning the filters out.
So as you mentioned, Dave, this is something that you should call out someone who knows what they're doing, not you.
Yes.
I mean, you do these, you go to many pools and do maintenance.
We manually clean filters out probably daily. We manually clean these filters out, especially this time of the year. There's a lot of stuff. In the last couple of days, we've had a lot of wind.
Yes.
And a lot of stuff is going into the pool. It's getting sucked up. It's going straight into the filter. What is going through the basket goes straight into the filter, and there it stays. And depending on your backwash situation, some pools have a short backwash pipe, other pools have a backwash pipe running into the street or running into a store, running into the sewerage. And so the longer the backwash pipe, the less efficient a backwashing of your pool. If you run an extended backwash pipe, it comes out of the filter at 50 mil. And you should go up, if you're going to extend it, it should go up to at least a 63 mil so that it's a free flow of water. There's no back pressure on the filter. So a lot of these pools, it's just a normal standard pipe. I've even seen backwash lengths reduced down to hose pipes. And by doing that, you might as well not even backwash the filter, because you're not going to backwash that filter properly.
So that's not a good idea.
Definitely not a good idea, no. The shorter the pipe, the shorter the backwash pipe, the better. Remember as well that I'm a great one to say that a pool cleaner is basically, all it is a vacuum cleaner. So what I would recommend, your normal household and what have you, you're not running around the house 8 hours a day with your vacuum, your Hoover or whatever it is, vacuuming the carpets 8 hours a day.
No.
Really. So I would recommend that once or twice a week, you actually unplug the pool cleaner. Take the pool cleaner, unplug it. You can take it out the pool, lay the pipes out, mix them up as well, because these pool cleaners do create a pattern. Because some of them, not the latest ones with the little gearboxes, but the other ones, they just follow the pipe. So if you mix the pipes up, that's great. You take the pool cleaner out the pool, you take the vacuum lid out, and you run the pool without the pool cleaner. You get a better filtration going through the pool. If the pool is slightly cloudy, you'll have a better filtration going through, and it'll clear a lot quicker without any pool cleaner plugged in. So my recommendation is, yes, for 2 or 3 days a week. It doesn't have to be two consecutive days. It can be like on a Monday or on a Saturday or whatever, or wherever the kids are swimming or what have you. Take everything out the pool. Take the pool cleaner. Take the vacuum lid out. And then just make sure that if you do take the vacuum lid out, because the vacuum lid keeps the basket down.
Yes.
And if you don't keep that basket down, sometimes a thermometer or a kid's toy or whatever can get sucked up. If you do take the vacuum lid out, just put something heavy inside the basket. You know, you can, even a rock will do, just to keep the basket down so nothing gets through that basket and gets sucked up into the line and create a blockage in the line.
So that is also vitally important.
Definitely. Yes. Yeah. It's if you.
So Dave, we've got a question. Good morning, Cole Steele. How's it? And thank you for your question. He says, we have above ground pool with a proper sand filter. The pump and the filter is right next to the pool. When I put it on filter, I have all this white dust that comes out into the pool. It is the same color as the filter sand and was renewed a few months ago. Do you think the 1,700 watt pump is too strong and it causes the sand in the filter to make this white dust come into the pool?
Right. Okay. That's,
thank you, Cole Steele.
Okay. No worries. Okay. So now let's go with the 0.75 pump. Okay. Now, when, they put in a 0.75 pump, which is a 1 horsepower, any filtration has got to marry up to the filter. So if, for example, you've got a 0.75 pump, you need a 3-bag sand filter. In other words, it takes 3 bags of 40 kilograms of sand. Okay. If you have a 0.75 pump with a 2-bag sand filter, then what can happen is it can actually, the pressure of the pump can actually push the dirt, I'm going to get to that in a minute, but that can push the dirt straight through the filter and all it will do is circulate. The only way to get rid, if it is a residue, if it's a white residue, okay, that will disperse itself all over the pool, okay? The only way to get rid of that, okay, is by manually vacuuming the pool to waste. You cannot put that residue, vacuum it up or leave it up to the pool cleaner. You've got to take the old conventional, it's called an 8-wheel sweeper, and you actually stand next to the pool on an above-ground pool, probably take you about 10 or 15 minutes, and you put it on waste. Put the filter on waste and vacuum that residue out, straight out down the drain, because otherwise it will circulate. If you find that it's coming directly back into the pool and falling down and you're getting this, and it looks like filter sand, that will fall directly underneath the inlet. It won't disperse itself around the pool. It'll come back into the pool, and as it enters the water, it drops down and it falls underneath the inlet. If that is the case, then there's a problem in the filter. Then you've got one of the drains is warped, could be broken, the air release pipe in the filter. It's best to have that checked out. If it's granular sand that is directly underneath the inlet, then you must get somebody in to check it out. If it's this white calcium residue, which is you get undissolved chlorine, it's a calcium from the HTH, that can be vacuumed straight out to waste. And that is the only way to get rid of that residue. But you also, again, have to do that manual backwash. And just make sure that your sand filter marries up to your pump. So you take, for example, a 1.1 kilowatt pump. We have a lot of people with solar heating and what have you. They have a 1.1 kilowatt pump. And that's because that they've got the solar heating and it's pushing up to the roof and what have you. And they've got a 3-bag sand filter. A 1.1 kilowatt pump going through a 3-bag sand filter is actually just too strong. You can actually pop the filter. So if you have a 1.1, you've got to have a 4-bag, either a 4- or 5-bag filter. These things have got to tie up together. You can with a 2-bag filter, it's got to be a 0.6 kilowatt pump. That's the ideal situation to have a 0.6 with a 2-bag filter and a 0.75 with a 3-bag filter, a 1.1 with a 4-bag filter.
Right, he's just come through again. Hi, Cold Steel. He says 1.7 watt pump with 2 bags.
It's too strong.
Too strong.
It's too strong. Okay. It's too strong. The pump is too strong. A 2-bag filter is no good for that. If it's anything above 0.75 or anything above 0.6 and it's a 2-bag filter, it's too strong for that filter. If it's new equipment, filters come out with a 2-year warranty. If it's new equipment and somebody's put a 0.75 with a 2-bag filter, they will not warranty that filter because it's too strong for the filter. So okay. The warranty will fall away. It's got with a 2-bag filter, it's got to be a 0.6 kilowatt pump. 0.75, as I said, with a 3-bag filter.
Okay, we hope that answers your question, Carlstoon. And also, you can, later on, Dave will give out a contact number and he'll most likely, you will definitely, you do house calls. And,
yeah, no, we're out all day. Yeah. All day doing
so,
call. Yeah.
So Dave will give out a number and you can contact him and I'm sure he'll pop over and give you guidance.
Yep, no worries at all. Yeah, you know, right. What we do is, you know, we give free quotes, you know, we can go out to a pool depending on the area. You know, we try and stick to, obviously, you know, this time of the year being in the valley, we are as much as, you know, there's enough work for all the pool companies in the area.
Yes.
We're inundated with work at the moment, which is, you know, we're blessed with that. But, we do try and get to everybody. Although we can't get there the same day or the next day, we will get there.
Yes.
And then we can take it from there.
Yes. Well, Jane has come through. Jane says,
yep.
Dave, truly a pool whisperer. He is a rock star. Helped me when I had a pool and was overwhelmed.
Okay.
Thank you, Jane.
Shame. Thank you, Jan. Yeah. if it is Jan, then know that, from our network, yes. Yeah. So, okay, so what else can I tell you about swimming pool these days? Okay.
We got 5 minutes, so.
We, 5 minutes, yes, is that all?
But you remember you're always coming back.
Okay, yeah, okay. Very quickly, pool cleaners. Okay, yes. Pool cleaners these days are obviously very popular. And you got to remember that, you can get the more expensive ones, the little robotic ones, which work on gears that don't follow the pipe. But in saying that, they're probably the best at them that you can get. But in saying that, the gearbox does wear down on those things. You know, you get beach sand and what have you blowing around and what have you, and the gears are just plastic gears. So the lifespan of a gearbox on one of these robotic cleaners is probably about 18 months, and then you may have to change the gearbox on that, as opposed to the normal, let's call the Barracuda Pacer, for example, where it comes out with a rubber diaphragm, and then you can get stuff that can pierce that diaphragm, and then you have to replace that diaphragm, or they get stretched. So that you just got to be careful. At the moment, we recommend a certain brand of pool cleaner, cool. One of the robotic cleaners, we find that works the best.
Right. Dave, what's your take on pool covers?
Okay, pool covers are great. Pool covers serve a lot of purposes. They, you know, retain the stop the evaporation. But in saying that, they have their pros and cons. They stop the evaporation. We're talking about, I presume, solar blankets. Solar blankets, they unfortunately trap a lot of the unwanted chemicals in the water. You want certain chemicals you need to be dissipated through sunlight. Let's say your kids swim, nobody uses the pool from one weekend to the next, so the cover stays on the whole week.
Yes.
And then you must remember that water, you know, let's call it 25,000-30,000 liters of water, which is sitting in your garden. Water needs oxygen. So it's like putting a plastic bag on your head or walking around with a plastic bag on your head. If you do have one of these solar blankets, my recommendation is for one or twice a week, even take half the blanket off. Let the water breathe. Let certain chemicals be dissipated through the, you know, with sunlight. Don't just keep that pool covered constantly, because it is a problem that there's certain chemicals that stay in the pool, and if they are in the pool, they can quickly turn the pool from a sparkling blue to green. You know, you open it the next day, it was blue one day, next day you open it, and it's pea green.
And it makes sense, doesn't it? I love your example, walking around with a plastic bag. Yeah. I like that example.
Well, it is. It needs oxygen.
Yes,
needs oxygen. You know, when we service a pool, we try and oxygenate the water as much as possible as well, but not not only brushing, you know, we use the brush to put oxygen into the water, so that it gives the water life.
Yes.
It's not just stagnant water that's just there in the garden.
Okay.
So
well, time has run out for us.
Geez, and that was quick.
So, yes, it was quick, but I know you will be back. Yeah. So, and thank you, Dave. Would you like to share the contact number? Because I'm sure many are going to contact you now.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm not going to give my number out.
No.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to give Leanne's number out. My wife, Leanne, who is, just as capable as I am. She can give, a lot of advice. And she can and book in any work to be done, and she does all the scheduling. Her name is Leanne, and her telephone number is 071-287-1406. If you get hold of Leanne, because I find it extremely rude if I'm speaking to somebody and my phone is ringing and you know, I can't answer the phone and I'm speaking to somebody about their pool and what have you, so I'd rather during the day people contact Leanne. You know, I can take calls early morning or later in the afternoons.
Well, thank you for that, Dave. And thank you for coming in.
My
sharing
pleasure.
Your knowledge and expertise with us. And it is a very, very good topic because I know you had experience with us, I mean, Paul, so, and I can imagine, you know. So thank you, Dave.
No worries. Next time I think we'll be doing winterizing your pool.
Yes, it's approaching.
Approaching fast and furious,
Thank you, Dave.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Bye.
That DIY feature was brought to you by Paint Smiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. I visit Paint Smiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paint Smiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. Paint Smiths Long Beach. Bulalo Drive, Sunnydale.